What just happened? Avery yelled as the tiara's large support beams groaned and the walkway bucked beneath him.
Number 7 strand, Jalon replied, still breathless from the fight. It's gone.
Avery fired his M7 at one of the insects as it leapt from a nearby support cable. The creature lost a wing and half its limbs and crashed to the walkway behind a trio of barrels to Avery's right that Forsell shared with Jenkins.
What do you mean, gone?
Avery shouted as Forsell finished the insect with a burst from his MA5.
Snapped, a few thousand kilometers above its anchor.
The lieutenant commander was crouched behind a barrel to Avery's left. She frowned and pressed her helmet's integrated speaker closer to her ear.
Say again, Loki? You're breaking up.
Two coming high,
Healy interrupted, firing a wild burst from Das's rifle. The older squad leader was down and groaning with a serious plasma burn in his back. He would live, but there were many dead. Wick and two others from Avery's bucket and 5 militiamen from Jalon's. Most of the others bore a grim assortment of wounds, fragments from the gray-skinned alien's cutlasses, and lacerations from the insect's razor-sharp limbs. Avery's right arm was sliced just below the elbow, a swipe he'd gotten while he dragged Das to safety. Avery had emptied his BR-55's last clip halfway back to the barricade, and the bug had jumped him before he could bring up his M7. Luckily, Jenkins was on the ball. The recruit took the thing out with a well-placed battle rifle burst. Killed it with the same stoic accuracy he'd exhibited ever since the mission began.
Loki's been hit. His data center's damaged, Jalon reloaded her M7. He can't balance the load.
The tiara shuddered as a container pair passed through the number 5 coupling station behind Avery. If they were lucky, 3/4 of the civilians were away. But then Avery remembered.
How many containers were on number 7?
Jalon pulled her M7's charging handle.
11.
She locked Avery's grim stare.
11 pairs.
Avery did the math. More than 20,000 people gone.
Staff Sergeant,
Anderson yelled, firing from a barrel past Jalon's.
Hammer!
Avery snapped focus back to the alien's barricade. Both sets of barrels had shifted when the tiara bucked. Some of the foam-filled canisters had tipped and rolled down the walkway, confounding the gold-armored alien's first charge. A steady stream of fire from the recruits had kept it pinned near the control center, but now it was coming, hammer in both paws, low across its waist, flanked by 4 of the gray-skinned aliens, each wielding an explosive shard. Avery knew the armored alien would be too difficult to take one-on-one, and even if they concentrated their fire, he doubted they could stop it. Which was why, right after the alien made its initial charge, Avery had come up with another plan.
Forsell, he bellowed. Now!
While Avery lay down covering fire, Forsell hefted one of the alien's glowing energy cores over his barrel, a two-handed sideways fling, just like he was back on his family farm and hurling bags of soybeans into his father's hauler. The core landed 10 meters in front of the gold-armored alien, and the vortex of blue energy inside its clear walls flared as it rolled forward. But it didn't explode on impact, as Avery had hoped. It took a burst from his M7 to set it off, but by then the gold-armored alien had already leapt over the core, and the explosion missed it completely. But Forsell's effort wasn't a total loss. The explosion hit the 4 gray-skinned aliens full force, blowing them off the walkway. Spiny forearms flailing, they plummeted to the bottom of the tiara. None survived the fall.
Commander, move!
Avery shouted as the armored alien landed, hammer high above its head. Jalon leapt away as it smashed her barrel, spewing yellow foam. Avery emptied his M7 into the alien's left side, but the high-velocity round simply sparked off its energy shield. The alien wrenched its hammer free of the shattered barrel and glared at Avery, teeth bared. But as it hefted its hammer a second time, Avery leapt headfirst over his barrel, toward the control center, away from Jalon and his recruits. The alien's hammer smashed down where Avery had stood a moment before, buckling one of the walkway's diamond grid metal panels. As Avery rolled to his feet and pulled a fresh M7 magazine from his vest, he saw another of the gray-skinned aliens striding toward his position. This one looked different from the others. Beneath its harness, it wore an orange tunic, emblazoned with a yellow circular symbol. The plasma pistol clenched in its knobby hands glowed with an overcharged bolt. Avery looked the thing square in the face, knowing it had him dead to rights, but the alien seemed to be looking past him. And when it loosed its bolt, the wavering ball of green plasma sizzled wide of Avery's head.